Long Island's premier retirement show. It's All About Retirement is on the air. It's All About Retirement is brought to you by Craig James Financial Services. Craig James Financial Services can help create a plan for you to meet and maintain the retirement reality you're looking for. No matter how old you are, you need a plan now so you have a financially fit future for you and your loved ones. Craig James Financial Services isn't owned by any bank or insurance company, so they work for you and you alone. Craig James Financial Services, 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville, will meet with you one-on-one. Give them a call at 631-208-8600. Let Craig Ferrantino and Craig James Financial Services help you make those golden years golden. Securities and Investment Advisory Services through Next Financial Group. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group.
All right. Welcome, everybody. This is Craig Ferrantino. I'm the host of It's All About Retirement, our weekly radio show where we talk about retirement and your future and hopefully your happy retirement. I'm a certified wealth strategist and president of Craig James Financial Services based on Route 110 in Melville. And I'm with
Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services. And today we're talking about millionaire secrets to retirement.
Absolutely. I mean, we started to identify some trends. You know, you've been at this a long time. I've been doing this for 26 plus years, maybe 28 years. I got to do the math. But, you know, when you start to track, people, you start to see who's going to be successful. When you see so many people, you start to identify some trends. And so what I wanted to do is take a show and actually talk about what are some of these trends, that I see. And one of the things I like to do, I always look at patterns. You know, you look at patterns in relationships. I like to look at patterns in the markets. You know, you start to say, okay, here's what's going to happen. You know, you see this going on, or this is selling off, or this group is selling off, and that means this is going to be a buyback 2 months from now or 3 months from now, and this might be a good. You start to look at patterns because you've been it, you've seen it before, you've seen it happen before. And, what I wanted to do is maybe take a look at some of the patterns that we see from millionaires who've done, really doing successful retirement planning.
And there's not that many people doing successful retirement planning.
That's why we had the show. That's why we started the show to begin with.
When you see someone who's doing well, there's no better way to learn from someone who's doing very well and to take what they've done to make their retirement successful. And what I mean by successful is I mean a retirement where someone can stay retired, can do what they want in retirement, take those ski trips to Aspen.
They feel that they have enough money that they will not run out of money and enjoy their retirement. And that's critical. The other thing is we find is that, we tell people while they're healthy, to make sure that they do their traveling. You know, there's going to be time, well, I'm saving, which is good, and they're successful too. But then they don't get to enjoy their retirement. And so we want to have a good balance where, you might as well go to Italy while you could still walk around safely or go to Africa or places like that while you're still healthy and able to be mobile. Because, people listening will know that there comes a time as you get older and things don't work as well as you'd like to. And so, do you need that $1 million at that time for travel? No, you just need enough to survive. And so the key to playing this game is to play it correctly, get some good advice, which hopefully we will give you. And make sure that we don't have any irreversible mistakes in the process, and so that's how some of these secrets. So, one of the things you want to look at in terms of our patterns, and one of the things that we picked up is that the people who do the millionaires, they're always good. They do have some very, very important aspects to them, and most importantly is that they have a retirement plan. I'm going to repeat that. For people that, maybe have been resistant to this, but they do have a plan. Fail to plan is a plan to fail. I think Vince Lombardi said that.
And not just having a 401k plan. We're not talking about that. We're having a comprehensive plan that is specific to you and your needs and your goals.
That's right. And so what a plan looks like is, well, you know, everybody says, oh, you need to do retirement planning. I hear that a million times. I've been putting it off. Or maybe you're already in retirement. And but so a retirement plan kind of shows you what age you are and where the what money you'll have projected. And even more importantly, where the money is coming from. So if there are distributions coming, so if someone retires at 58, or they're going to have to take money out from other places until they decide to take Social Security. And so now then you don't need to take the money out from other places. So we start to really look down at how much, really look to see where you can take that money from. Okay, if you're just joining us, this is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services. We're based on Route 110 in Melville. Our number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. And our website is Long Island Investment Advisors.com. It's funny, you could say that funny, Jenna. You know, I'm from Long Island. You know,
Long Island Investment Advisors.
.com. Yeah. So very, very important, you know, so the to understand that to have a plan in place. And so we could guess with, you know, with a little bit of, I mean, the margin of error is actually could be very close to, you know, very small margin of error as to how much money you'll have and where the money's coming from at age. And then age 62, 65, 68, these investments are doing this. This is what we predict this money, this IRA money is going to do this. And then at 70 and a half, you're going to have to take out a required minimum distribution. And so that adds another. So then now we're taking money here, but that's going to increase your Social Security tax and blah, blah, blah. And so a good retirement plan to do the job right involves a year-by-year breakdown, in some instances, a month-by-month breakdown of where the money is, where the money that you're living on is coming from, how much discretionary income. Discretionary is a big economic term, but you know, how much you could spend in retirement. You know, how much more can I spend aside from paying the bills and all that good stuff? How many, you know, can I afford to give money to the kids? Can I afford to, you know, do this, do that, travel? And that's very, very important.
And you need to have this looked at by a professional, because they're going to take all of your accounts, all of your savings, and put it together so it makes sense for you, where you want to be in retirement, how much you need in retirement. And when you come up with that plan, it's so important that you follow it and you stick to it. It's not what the market is doing every single day. It's how your retirement plan is holding up and lasting to make sure that you have everything that you dreamed for in retirement.
That's right. And, you know, the funny thing, Jenna, is, and our listeners ought to know, is that we got a lot of people who are in retirement protecting their assets, of course, and they're and sometimes we can't get a hold of them. So we'll call them, let's get together, you know, and their quarterly checkup on their portfolios. And the only time we get a phone call is if, you know, it hits the news and it's 100 times over and repeated again at night. The Dow sold off 180 points. I'm like, oh, all of a sudden we can get them. They found the time to, how bad am I doing? And that's, to me, it's not a short sprint. Retirement is not a sprint. Retirement is a marathon, and your investment goals and philosophies are based on marathons, not based on day-to-day action in the markets. And so it's very, very important that for the successful pattern that we were talking about is, one is to have a retirement plan. Number two is to stick with it. And number three is really to be able to know that it's a marathon. It's a long distance thing. It's not a short term thing. And so we want to make sure a lot of people get into this business. You know, the funny thing is, for our listeners, it's very important to know that they're giving you a plan, but their plan is not following the needs of their clients. The people spend more time in retirement than actually working. And so we want to make sure, as you've planned at work, we want to make sure that you're planning in retirement. And we don't follow, you know, we want to make sure we follow the needs of the client. What are the needs of the client? They need money. They need monthly income. They need not to worry about their investments. We're not trying to keep up with the day-to-day market forces. We're not going to knock the cover off the ball, do far better than the market. And honestly, we're not interested in looking for people, because that's the allocation of a 25, 30-year-old who can take several pitfalls, can see a 40, 50% decline in their portfolio because they're still working and they have plenty of time to come back. We're a different shop. We're a different strategy. We want to make sure that your money's there and that it continues to be there, that it continues to provide you and your loved ones with the income that you desire in retirement. And we want to make sure that you don't feel like you're running out of money at any time. So that takes discipline, that takes patience, that takes a plan, that takes sticking to the plan. And so we got some more patterns coming up. We're going to come into a break. If you're just joining us, this is Craig Ferrantino. Our show is called It's All About Retirement. And we're located on 510 Broad Hollow Road in Melville, New York. Our number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. And you can give our office a call, or you could send us an email, craig@craigjamesfinancial.com. craig@craigjamesfinancial.com. But after the break, we're going to talk about more of our patterns that we've picked up. Stay tuned. Hi, this is Craig Ferrantino. Thanks for joining us again. This is, it's our show. It's all about retirement. And today we're talking about millionaire secrets to retirement planning, some of the patterns we picked up.
And this is Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing and co-host of It's All About Retirement.
So where are we, Jenna?
We're talking about, first, how do these millionaires amass and save for retirement? So basically, first we were saying they have a retirement plan. They come up with a plan. And then they learn to stick to it. So you need to sit with a professional and you need to come up with how are you going to make your assets last in retirement and what are your goals for those plans and those assets in retirement. Then follow your professional and stick to that plan. And that's so important, right, Craig, is sticking to that plan and following what you have come up with, because if you don't, you may not be able to stay retired.
That's, well, we don't want anybody going back to work. That's if, unless they want to, that's, of course, we want you to be able to go back to work if you want to. So yeah, some of the patterns that we've seen, some of the secrets, to, you know, really having a successful retirement plan is to actually have a plan in place and then to follow the plan. A lot of times, we'll set up a plan and then we realize that, something, the car has gone off the road, that it's hitting a guardrail or something, and we'll go, okay, well, what happened here is, oh, you know, my kids needed to buy a house and they were, you know, they hit us up for money and we put the down. Okay, well, we didn't plan for that because that's a lot of money if you're buying them a house, but it may not be a smart move. But nonetheless, we have to readjust the plan so that this is less money that you have. Oh, we weren't going to use this anyway. Okay, well, that's something we got to look at. Let's reset the plan and see what we have going forward so we could tell again what it looks like. A big expenditure like that, it does come up, believe it or not. A lot of generous parents and grandparents out there. And so when we're executing on a plan, we understand things like that come up.
Or even, Craig, when there's a couple, like a husband and wife, and they may say, the wife may want to say, I want to buy my daughter a house, or I want to have throw her this big wedding. But sometimes you need someone on the outside, a financial professional, like Craig, you've done this numerous times, where the husband and wife come in and you may need someone to look over your assets and say, no, this isn't a good idea. You need to save your money for your retirement. And it may not all be exactly what you want to hear, but you're going to be truthful. And you need someone who's going to tell you what you can afford and can't afford to do.
Yeah. So, and that's where we come in, obviously, when you come into our practice. By the way, this is Craig Ferrantino, host of It's All About Retirement. I'm president of Craig James Financial Services. We're on Broad Hollow Road, 510 Broad Hollow Road in Melville, New York. Our number is 631-393-2888. We're on the web at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. You know, again, having a strategy, having a plan, this is some of the things that we see that have led to very successful retirements. Sticking to the plan is very, very important. The people that deviate from the plan do tend to get tripped up. And I'd say, you know, on a percentage basis, maybe 60% actually deviate from the plan, which allows, you know, so then we have to come in and reset, resharpen our pencils, run some new projections so that we're back on course. You know, retirees, they say, hey, you know, when you retire, you spend less and all that. But, you know, studies really don't show that. I could live on 80% of my income in retirement. The fact of the matter is you have more time. When you have more time, a lot of people go, they go out to lunch more. They'll have more time to go out to dinners. They'll spend more time traveling, golfing, doing the things that they like to do.
Spoiling grandkids,
spending, you know, doing everything we can. And which is fine. It's all of that is fine, provided that you've planned for it. And some people have said, you know, well, you know, I'm 72 years old and, you know, this $1 million, you know, should I put it all in fixed income? Should I put it all in equities? I mean, how do I allocate? And so the next step that we find the patterns that we've seen in for successful retirement is to have a proper allocation of assets. So many times, and our listeners need to know that there's people in our business. Okay, let me cut to the chafe here. There's people in our business who spend time on the what we call the accumulation phase. You know, sending, you know, buy this stock, buy that, trade this, sell that, move here, move there, or maybe go in this mutual fund, or you know, one of these investments that are available to you, and they're very, very good at helping you accumulate. Partially because there's incentives there for them to do that. We're more and more concerned about the other part of your life, which is the distribution phase. Again, if you're just joining us, this is Craig Ferrantino. I'm with Jenna Hudson, and our show's It's All About Retirement. We're on the web at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com, and our office number is 631-393-2888. So I was making the point that a lot of people in our business are in the accumulation. You know, buy this, buy that, buy that, you know, let's keep accumulating, let's diversify. Not many of them are in the distribution phase. Okay, where's the money going to come from? I have these 10 accounts, some IRAs, some 401ks. How do I take this money out in a way that I'll continue to have money in my IRA or in my 401k or in this? And how do I take it out in a way that's tax efficient? Meaning that if I have three pools of money to choose from, which is the most efficient way short term, which is the most efficient way long term. And that's called the distribution phase. When you have the assets already, and now we're looking for the most efficient way to distribute it. That the keys for millionaires is that all of this is set up in place, because in your retirement plan, it's going to say, hey, when I'm 65, money's going to come from here, and then I'm going to turn this off, and then at age 70 to 75, it's going to come out of this bucket, you know, or this pool of money. And we don't find a lot of people having that kind of savviness to it. They really want to make sure it's just more about, you know, a lot of people treat retirees as accumulation. They still want you to buy things, you know, buy this, buy that. And that's the accumulation model.
And people start too late.
Yeah.
Your distribution planning needs to start way before most people start to do this. People don't think about where they're going to take their money from until after they're already retired. And that's a big mistake. You need to start preparing and looking at the structure of your accounts and where the money is going to come from way before you retire in order to make the most of your retirement assets.
And, you know, that's right. Yeah, and Jenna, our listeners need to know, very, very important, if I could just talk to them individually. But, hey, look, the last, you know, trend that I see of these people with the successful retirement plans is that many of them get financial help. And so the ones in our practice, certainly, they seem to get a better understanding of where they are, where they're going, and they're not concerned. They could relax and do everything that they want to do in retirement, knowing that they know where the money's coming from. You know, that's when you would, you know, when you go to a doctor, you don't want to go in there, oh, I need this. I, you know, please give me, you know, 50 milligrams of Percocet plus 20 milligrams of a Z-Pak. And, you know, you just go in there and you tell the doctor, you know, what meds you should be on. And by the way, I need some Coumadin for the weekends. The blood pressure tends to go up. And, you know, I'm worried about cholesterol. So you just drop all sorts of medications. No, you go to the doctor. The doctor says, okay, here's what shape you're in. This is what you're, okay, based on the shape that you're in and your other background, you know, this is what you need to do. And certainly that's what we do in our practice. We want people to come in, say, hey, based on your situation in retirement, or if you're going to retire, either way, and here's some of the moves that we need to do. We're not here to chase the latest trends in the stock market to watch it go up and down. We're here to lower the risk in your portfolio and to give you a concrete retirement plan so that you know where the money coming from. Part of financial planning, you know, a lot of it is really insecurity, you know, and if you're, you know, I just don't know. And part of it is the chaos of the markets, and the markets are going up and down. I just don't know. I don't feel comfortable. And it's very, very important to come in, talk to us, and to get it in a situation so that you'll know what month in 2019, where that money's in March of 2019, where your money's coming from.
Look, Craig, like you said before, it's not a sprint. It is a marathon, and it takes training and time. If you're sprinting and if you're trying to hectically plan for your retirement piece by piece, or I guess lap by lap, if we're using this analogy, it's going to be very stressful. Your heart rate's going to be up all the time. But if you train and you plan and you know exactly what you want to do and how you're going to basically make changes, then it's going to be much less stressful.
Right. And we have, you know, one of the things is asset allocation on the distribution size and dividend paying investments, particularly stocks. I want, you know, thank you for listening to the show. We have a report that we'd like to give you, Jenna. It's called...
It's the highest dividend paying stocks. And essentially, we put together this information and it goes over some of the best dividend paying stocks that you could add to your portfolio. And that's available on our website, Long Island Investment Advisors. .com, and you can also give our office a call, 631-393-2888.
That's Long Island Investment Advisors.com. Report is great dividend paying stocks. And as part of a portfolio, if it makes sense, these stocks have increased their dividends every year for like 30 years. Even through the hard times, they've given their investors more money. So that's a good report. Long Island Investment Advisors.com. Well, it's been a great show. It's great talking to you. I hope you have a beautiful day, and we'll talk to you next week.